The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Follow us on Twitter at LA News Guy. That's twitter.com/LA News Guy. Sunday morning newsmakers with Larry Marino. AM 870, The Answer.
California is taking another step to protect healthcare workers on the front lines of the coronavirus. The Public Health Department has received approval to dip into its emergency planning reserves for face masks. The masks are approved for use only in limited low-risk circumstances. They're only recommended for people who show respiratory symptoms, not healthy people. Well, we want to get an update on what we can all do about this story. Certainly, it's been in the news, a lot of information out there, but let's get the best information and turn to Dr. Brandon Grove, a family medicine physician with Monarch Healthcare in Anaheim Hills. Dr. Grove, thank you so much for being with us again. Good to have you on the program.
Glad to be with you.
Well, let's go through the basics. Let's take the masks thing. I see all this footage on the news of people over in China walking around with the masks. Aren't you only supposed to wear the mask if you have the symptom? And if you have the symptom, you shouldn't be out walking around, right?
You're absolutely correct, Larry. So currently with our mask recommendations, it is if you are symptomatic, and it helps decrease the likelihood that you transmit the virus, any sort of virus, really, to other people. As far as healthy people, asymptomatic people wearing masks, there's no data to suggest that that's actually going to protect you. And quite frankly, that may put you in situations where you're more likely to be exposed to virus. For example, you might have kind of a sense of confidence because I've got my mask on that I can be in crowded areas where at this point we would encourage you to avoid those large crowds, to keep distance, particularly if there's people coughing around you. Lots of hand hygiene. If you are wearing a mask at this point, I would say remove that. Lots of hand washing. Don't touch your face with your hands.
In fact, there was a little funny soundbite of the president talking about how he hasn't been touching his face. So that's good advice. This is good advice that we should all think about all the time, not just because of this particular thing, because there are other things that go around that we get through our eyes, nose, and mouth, right?
Sure, sure. A lot of the viruses that we suffer from as communities are respiratorily passed. So whether it's a cough, a sneeze, or even virus living on surfaces, we touch that surface, then we touch our face.
All right. So much we see on the news, and putting this in perspective is important to do. We'll get to that. A couple other things I read, and I want to get your reaction. I read that they're finding that it's transferred in mist or droplets, so that would fit with sneezes, right? That would be along that line.
Correct.
And they're saying that it can live on a surface for up to 9 days, which to me seems like, wow, you get in an elevator where somebody sneezed several days ago, and I guess you're at risk, or that would dry up. I'm not sure. What do you think?
Well, as far as the data, I'm not sure what the CDC and the World Health Organization, I don't know that they've actually published a specific data. I know that there's lots of labs that are doing tests on this to see. But the bottom line is, however much we can decrease our exposure to those things, limit shaking hands. If you are touching surfaces in public areas, make sure that you're washing your hands frequently. If you don't have access to that and your hands aren't soiled, you can certainly use an isopropyl alcohol hand gel. I just want to make sure that you've got more than 60% isopropyl alcohol in that. That should also kill the virus.
Let's talk about coming up with some sort of shot for it next year, some sort of vaccine. First off, why does it take like a year to come up with something? I mean, we know that people are sick. We've identified the little virus. I see those images on TV. Okay, make a virus and, an antidote for it or something and get it to us in 3 weeks. It doesn't work like that, does it?
It doesn't. So they have to identify particular, usually particular proteins on the surface that they can then create very, very customized antibodies so that our body will, or sorry, antigens, so our body will make antibodies to those antigens to be able to destroy it. It takes a while to grow that in culture. And additionally, as you create that vaccine, you can't just start mass vaccinating people because we don't know what the response is going to be. So they'll bring that out in test runs, and usually animals first and then people before they have a mass scale immunization.
It certainly is interesting that this has brought, you know, all the drug companies together and has brought the medical community together. That's a good thing, isn't it?
I think the more we communicate, the more we work together, the better odds we're going to have against this. And I mean, right now we're still so early. We're just now getting mass scale testing out there. So a lot of what we're going to do moving forward from a public health standpoint is going to depend upon what we find about the virus. Right now we've got kind of a skewed mortality results because we have X number of cases identified and Y number of deaths, and we do the math on that. But there's probably a lot of cases that we haven't identified that are mild that will bring those numbers down more toward what we're typically used to seeing with viral infections.
Dr. Brandon Grove is with us, a family medicine physician with Monarch Healthcare in Anaheim Hills. I'm just going to kind of hit you with general questions that people may have out there and just kind of see what you can come up with. In this particular story, it seems as if the fatalities are mostly in really old people or older people who seem to succumb from this more than younger people. Is that anecdotal or does it seem to be that?
It seems to be that, and that data would match what we see with viruses like influenza. The older patient population is also more likely to have other disease states that put them at risk, but that does tend to be the case, and we see that fairly commonly with viruses.
Dr. Brandon Grove, thank you so much. Dr. Grove is a family medicine physician with Monarch Healthcare in Anaheim Hills. He has joined us to talk about some of the basic stuff we can all do about this coronavirus, and we have to kind of keep a level head here.
Glad to be with you, Larry, and I would encourage your listeners, feel free to take a break from the coronavirus news. Give yourself some time to go exercise, relax, take a nap, read a good book.
AM 870, The Answer.
Harley Ruda and Michelle Steele are headed for a runoff. We're going to find out about that from Tuesday's Super Tuesday election, and Michelle Steele is joining us right now. Good to have you on.
Thank you for having me today.
Well, tell us about Super Tuesday and what happened.
Well, you know what? We had a great team, so we won. And, you know, I am so excited because our fight starts from actually March 3rd, Super Tuesday, until November 3rd. And we just keep moving on. So, you know, we're going to work hard and we're going to take this step back because it doesn't belong to Democrats. And it doesn't belong to somebody who's been lying about it, you know, about his record. You know, when he ran in 2018... that he said he's never going to impeach President Trump. He's the first one jumped in and Medicare for all. I mean, you know, he thinks he's been telling everybody he's moderate, but he's not moderate because he's been voting with Pelosi for 100% of the time and 93% of the time with AOC. And, you know, we have a no-brain person in Congress, Maxine Waters. She voted with her for, you know, 97% of the time. So we don't need that kind of people. We need somebody that, you know, I have a track record, that, you know, I've been doing it and I deliver the things. And you know what? I'm going to get there and we're going to take it over.
You've been a member of the Orange County Board of Supervisors and a former member of the California State Board of Equalization. We're talking about the 48th congressional seat. That was a seat that had been held by Republicans, but then it was flipped with Harley Ruda, and there's some who say a lot of money was infused to that race, third-party money, to get him in that. The district has been a Republican stronghold for years. Democrats kind of got their way in there. Demographics are changing a bit, but you feel, Michelle Steele, that this is one Republicans can take back.
Definitely, because this is still 7-plus seat for Republicans. And at the same time, 2/3 of the congressional seats, actually, my supervisor's seat overlaps with the congressional seat. I've been working with residents. I've been working with constituents. You know what? I've been working with people. And, you know, I don't see Harley Ruda in anywhere.
Yeah. What are some of the issues that you would love to take up? Would you like to debate? Would you like to make this an out there in public fight over the next few months?
You know what? I'm going to fight really hard. I don't know about debate. We didn't, I was not even asked. But you know what? When I'm ready, I was asked, and when I'm ready to go out, yes, because I know the issues. And actually, in 48th congressional district, healthcare issue is the most important thing. And Medicare all is not going to work because it's not free. People always think Medicare is going to be free. No, you have to pay for it. Like, California, we have to change something that, it's like illegal aliens can get, free healthcare services, but not for the people, hardworking people. So something has to be done. And you know what? I'm ready to fight.
This Orange County district essentially what? Runs from Seal Beach to Aliso Viejo. It still leans Republican. Let's see, as the numbers evolve, and we won't know the final numbers on this for the votes that have been mailed in for days, but it's expected that you will be in the top two no matter what.
Oh, no matter what, I'm going to be top two. It's the most beautiful cities in the country. It's, Seal Beach, Huntington Beach, Newport Beach, and Laguna Beach, Laguna Niguel, Aliso Viejo. I mean, these are beautiful places. So we're going to take it back, and this belongs to us.
I got to ask you, it is thought that Democrats used a technique of going and harvesting ballots afterward last time. Are you ready, if the Democrats try that again, that the Republicans can have something to counter that with?
Oh, we are doing totally legally. And about 3 weeks ago, that I was invited to 700 pastors and wives, and they got together. And, I was there, and all these pastors said, enough is enough. So we're going to work with church members, too. So you know what? We are doing, ballot harvesting legally. So we are doing whatever they did, but you know what? We are doing everything legally, and we are collecting all the ballots, too.
Great.
But you know what? We don't know next couple of weeks the final result, because it just takes forever. But I know that I'm going on next general election.
Well, if folks want to follow you, where can they go if they want to keep an eye on this particular race here with Harley Ruda and you? Where can they watch?
Michelle Steele for Congress. You just type in, and then I'm there.
All right, Michelle Steele, thank you so much. Supervisor Steele, thank you for being on the program today.
Thank you very much.
Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.